Hey, what is up? It's Brian Lofermento here with episode 161 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, and happy Friday to you. Holy cow, January 2018 has absolutely flown by. This is a featured Friday episode where I'm going to answer the question that I get all the time, particularly from newer entrepreneurs and almost always from younger entrepreneurs when they ask me, hey, Brian, what are the best business books that you've read? What are the best books that I can read to get me started on my entrepreneurial path? I'm excited. This is not going to be like any other podcast episode you've heard about book recommendations, because I'm going to give you some really cool insights. Let's dive in. Now, let me preface this episode by saying something that I've already said on the podcast probably many times before, which is, in very rare cases do I believe that content is the answer. In very rare cases do I believe that you need to be reading blog posts or be reading books or listening to podcasts or watching videos. In most cases, what you're doing right now, listening to podcast episodes or reading blog posts or clicking a million Facebook ads or reading business books, that is a delay tactic, because you're delaying the actual action, which is starting your business, which is getting customers and clients. I know so many people who they spend years listening to business podcasts and they say, oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to start my business, and then they never start it. It's because content alone won't start your business. Now, I know that it's a little bit ironic for me to be saying that as I'm recording a podcast episode, and I'm hoping that you listen to a bunch more of my episodes, but you're going to learn today why and when I do believe that content can push you forward. So there's only three cases where I consume content in my business. That's literally it. I don't read entrepreneurial forums. I don't read Entrepreneur Magazine anymore. I don't read Inc. Magazine. By all means, I used to do all those things, like, and I love doing those things. I absolutely love consuming business content. I'm a business content junkie. You give me a copy of The Economist, I will sit there and read it cover to cover. You let me go to entrepreneur.com and I'll click a million articles just because I love living in it. And I know that that's the same for most of you. You love living inside the world of entrepreneurship. It makes you feel like an entrepreneur. But this is my challenge to you today, is only do it when it meets one of those three reasons. So I'm going to give you those three reasons of why and when I consume content at this point. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be keeping on top of your field or staying out of touch with what's going on in your industry. Of course, it's very important to be relevant and understand what the trends are in your industry. But as far as just blanket reading business books or watching videos on YouTube, there are only three times that I do it. So reason number one, why I think it's cool to consume content, is if it motivates me to take action. Like, literally today, if I watch this video, it's going to motivate me to take action today, then that's awesome. I'll totally do that. Anything that gets me to take action, I'm all for. And a lot of times I consume content that either gets me wanting to take action because I'm frustrated and fired up, or it shows me what's possible and it lights me up. I love reading stories of Muhammad Ali, of Jim Carrey, of a lot of these different figures in different industries who have made it. Roger Bannister, the 4-Minute Mile. I mean, read anything about his story, and if that doesn't light a fire under your butt, I don't know if you've got a pulse. So Roger Bannister is the first guy to ever break the 4-Minute Mile when everyone told him that it wasn't possible. So I love things like that that motivate me to take action, and they make me say, holy cow, Brian, what the heck are you doing? Like, let's go out there. Let's put things into the world. Let's change the world in whatever way that we can. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is if it solves a tangible, right in front of me business problem. So back in the day, so back in 2008, when I started my first real business, my soccer blog, I didn't know how to create a WordPress website. Back in the day, you had to know PHP and CSS and HTML to build these websites, and I didn't know how to do any of that. So I was consuming content. I was watching YouTube videos. I was reading blog posts. I remember I read this one book called Pro Blogger by Darren Rouse. I'll never forget it because it's one of the most influential books of my blogging life. But I only read it when I had tangible problems in front of me. So I call it just-in-time learning. I only learned about things as I was ready to take action on them. So when I first started my soccer blog, it didn't make sense for me to read a book about how to monetize a blog when I didn't even have a blog yet. And I didn't even have articles, and I didn't even have readers. You can't monetize a blog until you have readers. Now, is it good to be cognizant of it and have it on the horizon? Sure. I mean, you can be aware of these things. You can read a quick blog post on it, but don't go reading a whole book about how to monetize a blog if you don't have a blog yet. So I was really disciplined about just-in-time learning. So that's reason number two. If there's a tangible business problem that I'm looking to solve, I'm trying to think of a good example recently. So let's use the podcast. I didn't know how to start a podcast, so I read up a lot about how to start a podcast because I was ready to take action on starting a podcast. So that's reason number two. Reason number three is for fun. Yes, I'm not saying don't read. I love reading. I read books all the time. I'm almost always in the middle of a book. But if I am doing it, it's not getting me motivated to take action, or it's not solving a tangible right in front of me business problem, then I'm honest and I'm just reading it for fun. I'm not littering my brain with mountains and mountains of information that I'm not going to take action on. Because I'll tell you what, we're all information junkies. We all love to learn. It's so easy to do that. But don't bog yourself down to the point where you don't take action. So those are the three reasons why I read books, business books. And those are the three reasons why I consume any sort of content. So that's a long-winded introduction to hopefully shine some light on your own content behaviors. Now, this is a Featured Friday episode, and it's sparked by a couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to speak to some high schoolers about entrepreneurship, and a bunch of them emailed me afterwards, which was really cool. And the most common thread afterwards was they asked, "Hey, Brian, what sort of business books did you read that got you your start?" So this is my answer to that, is only read books that fit that one of those three criteria. So either it motivates you to take action right away, literally today, it solves a tangible problem that's right in front of you right now, or you're just reading for fun. Cool, do it. So to further answer that question, I figured on today's episode, as a Featured Friday episode, I would feature the five books that have been most impactful on me in my entrepreneurial journey. But that doesn't do you any That doesn't give you any value, me just telling you five books. So instead, for each book, I'm going to read one of the most impactful excerpts that I got from the book. So we're going to dive in. My favorite book of all time, this is the most impactful book on my life, is called The Magic of Thinking Big. It's by Dr. David J. Schwartz. And here's my favorite excerpt from that book. I'm going to read it. "Over the years, I've talked with many people who have failed in business ventures and in various careers. I've heard a lot of reasons and excuses for failure. Something especially significant unfolds as conversations with failures develop. In a casual sort of way, the failure drops a remark like, 'To tell the truth, I didn't think it would work,' or 'I had my misgivings before I even started,' or 'Actually, I wasn't too surprised that it didn't work out.' The 'Okay, I'll give it a try, but I don't think it will work' attitude produces failures. Disbelief is negative power. When the mind disbelieves or doubts, the mind attracts reasons to support the disbelief. Doubt, disbelief, the subconscious will to fail, the not really wanting to succeed, is responsible for most failures. Think doubt and fail. Think victory and succeed." So that's one of my favorite excerpts from the book, The Magic of Thinking Big by David J. Schwartz. Absolutely love that book. I reread it every single year because it's that impactful in my journey, in my life, in everything, not just business. So I absolutely love that book. And you can see that falls into that first criteria. That motivates me to take action. Book number two, and I'm going to link to all these on the show notes page at thewantrepreneurshow.com. So book number two, it's called The Entrepreneur's Blueprint to Massive Success, Create an Exceptional Lifestyle While Doing Business on Your Terms. And it's by Peter Voog, who's an incredible entrepreneur. Absolutely love his stuff. Here's one of my favorite excerpts from that book. Mediocrity loves mediocrity, and misery really does love company. There are way too many haters, BSers, and quitters hating on the go-getters and those striving for greatness. When you stay away from mediocrity and toxic people, it makes an immediate difference in your personal energy, peace of mind, and motivation level. Yet so many people hang on to those who complain, moan, and play victim. Why does this always happen to me, they say, and continue settling for less than they are capable of. It's your job to make sure your past is brighter than your future. And the people you surround yourself with believe in you, encourage you, and raise your standards. Grant Cardone reminded me a couple weeks ago that if you still have all the same friends you had in high school, you probably haven't grown very much. Ouch. If you're moving closer to your dreams, while most are moving towards mediocrity, you're bound to run into haters. I'd strongly recommend dropping all communication with those who don't make you feel exceptional this year. Life is way too short. So that's an awesome excerpt by Peter Voog in The Entrepreneur's Blueprint to Massive Success. Now, the next book is super short. If I told you to pick up one book right now and read it, it's because it would only take you about an hour to read, and it's called The Dip by Seth Godin. I've done multiple episodes in the past about The Dip by Seth Godin. Now, I'm going to read literally the most impactful excerpt from that book, in my opinion. So The Dip, as Seth Godin calls it, this is just me giving you preface so you know what he's talking about in this excerpt. So The Dip is the point in any journey, whether it's business, whether it's a relationship, whether it's school, whether it's a career. The dip is the point where it gets really hard and you want to quit. The dip is the point where it takes a lot more work for very little or no results. That's what he means when he says the dip. So here's the excerpt. If you haven't already realized it, the dip is the secret to your success. The people who set out to make it through the dip, the people who invest the time and the energy and the effort to power through the dip, those are the ones who become the best in the world. They are breaking the system because instead of moving on to the next thing, instead of doing slightly above average and settling for what they've got, they embrace the challenge. For whatever reason, they refuse to abandon the quest and they push through the dip all the way to the next level. Snowboarding is a hip sport. It's fast, exciting, and reasonably priced, and it makes you look very cool. So why are there so few snowboarders? Because learning the basic skills constitutes a painful dip. It takes a few days to get the hang of it. And during those few days, you'll get pretty banged up. It's easier to quit than it is to keep going. The brave thing to do is to tough it out and end up on the other side, getting all the benefits that come from scarcity. The mature thing is to not even bother starting to snowboard because you're probably not going to make it through the dip. And the stupid thing to do is to start, give it your best shot, waste a lot of time and energy, and quit right in the middle of the dip. A few people will choose to do the brave thing and end up the best in the world. Informed people will probably choose to do the mature thing and save their resources for a project they're truly passionate about. Both are fine choices. It's the last choice, the common choice, the choice to give it a shot and then quit that you must avoid if you want to succeed. So that's some real harsh truth from Seth Godin right there in the book called The Dip. The dip always gets me back on track because Seth Godin doesn't hold back any punches. That guy tells you, hey, if you're not going to persist, don't even bother. Don't kid yourself because that is the stupid choice. So I love almost everything that Seth Godin writes, and The Dip is one of his best books. Absolutely love it. The fourth book, Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is a guy I respect for so many reasons, and I absolutely love this book. It's long. Most of his books are really long, but it's really powerful. So here's Tony Robbins, in case you don't know, is a guy who came from nothing. He was a janitor at a middle school. He was not enjoying life. He had a really harsh upbringing, didn't have a great family situation. And now the dude is worth over $500 million. So I love Tony Robbins' story. I love his stuff. He's a really incredible entrepreneur. So here's one of the excerpts from Awaken the Giant Within. Know that it's your decisions and not your conditions that determine your destiny. Before we learn the technology for changing how you think and how you feel every day of your life, I want you to remember that in the final analysis, everything you've read in this book is worthless. Every other book you've read or tape you've ever heard or seminar you've attended is worthless unless you decide to use it. Remember that a truly committed decision is the force that changes your life. It's a power available to you in any moment if you just decide to use it. So that's what I love about Tony Robbins' stuff, is he talks about you hold the key to your life. You hold the key to making the decisions that's going to change your life. So I absolutely love reading that book. And the fifth book that has most greatly shaped my entrepreneurial journey so far in my life up to this point is The Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard. So Brendon Burchard, another really inspiring entrepreneur. The Motivation Manifesto, my gosh, you could just read 10 pages of it and it'll get you fired up to take action. In fact, I think this is the first paragraph of the book. Here it is. There comes a time in the lives of those destined for greatness when we must stand before the mirror of meaning and ask, why, having been endowed with the courageous heart of a lion, do we live as mice? We must look squarely into our own tired eyes and examine why we waste so much time sniffing at every distraction, why we cower at the thought of revealing our true selves to the world, why we scurry so quickly from conflict, and why we consent to play small. We must ask why we participate so humbly in society's frantic race, allowing ourselves into its mazes of mediocrity and settling for scraps of reward when nature has offered unlimited freedom, power, and abundance to the bold, the determined, the creative, the independent, to each of us. We must ask if our desires to feel safe and accepted are in fact enslaving us to popular opinion and to boredom. We must ask, when will we be ready to ascend to another level of existence? Super powerful words right there by Brendon Burchard. The Motivation Manifesto, if that doesn't get you fired up, literally, I don't know what gets you fired up. So those are my five books. This Featured Friday episode is now my answer to the question, what books should I read? The real answer is you should read books that do one of three things for you, that either motivate you to take action today, literally, that when you read them, you say, holy cow, I'm going to change the world, or that solve a problem that's right in front of you. It's going to solve something. It's going to allow you to take action to move forward. Or three, if you just want to read for fun, go for it. Reading for fun's always awesome. But those are the five books that have most shaped my entrepreneurial journey. It's The Magic of Thinking Big by David J. Schwartz, The Entrepreneur's Blueprint to Massive Success by Peter Voog, The Dip by Seth Godin, Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins, and The Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard. That's all I got for you here today. If you do want to see a list of these books, hop on over to the podcast's website at thewantrepreneurshow.com, type in episode 161 or just search for books and you'll find it. And if you do want a free copy of my book, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, what you really need to know to start your first business, just hop on over to imetbrian.com. That's it for me today. I'll be back again next week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with all new episodes of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.